Welcome to Programming in Tongue, a podcast of the Universal Translator Assistant Project. Chut chut. Greetings. Welcome to Programming in Tongues, the podcast where we take computers and alien languages and mix them together to see what we can get. Tonight is a natural subject for computers, counting. How do you count, and what do you do with counting? I'd also like to offer my theory of instant fluency in Klingon and other languages using numbers. To start out, numbers are a nice place to begin when learning any language, particularly an alien language, because counting and numbers are a very natural thing. It's something that you're always counting objects. You're always offering quantities of things if you're communicating with someone. So being able to count the objects in some rudimentary fashion is a great place to begin. Because we're humans, most of us have 10 fingers, we tend to count in base 10. So learning how to count from 1 to 10 is a great place to start. If you go to the Galactic Phrasebook, particularly the Star Wars Galactic Phrasebook that I have linked on the show notes, you can find how to count to 10 in Wookiee, Ewok, Hutt, Gungung, and Bachi. Let's look at Bachi for an example. You'll see when you look at the work that is done there, there's obviously some bleed over from English. The idea is that there are languages involved in the Star Wars universe that sometimes sound a lot like English. Here's Bachi counting to 10. Won, Zwo, Treb, Gur, Thiz, Zig, Zid, Kata, Navax, Atanox. Here's the same count in Klingon. Wa, Cha, Wej, Losh, Vag, Jav, Shoch, Chog, Hut, Wamach. Klingon is very different from English. It's very different from other languages. And you don't hear any similarities, unlike Bachi, where won and zwo sound an awful lot like one and two. You see that also in Gungung, which seems to be almost a pidgin patois kind of a Caribbean dialect. Una, due, di is one, two, three. A few years ago, actually more than a few years ago, when my kids were in grade school, I was involved in some after-school extracurricular classes that were being offered. I did one in Mysteries and Secret Codes, and I also did one teaching about constructed languages. Obviously, knowing that I am interested in Klingon, you won't be surprised that I did use Klingon a lot in this class. The lessons, the materials that I developed for that are still out there, a little creaky, but they're at lessons.mrklingon.org. Well, one of the things I did, I figured that counting would be a good place to start. I discovered, or created actually, an ancient game from the Klingon race. The game is called Wacha Wamach, 1, 2, 10. It's also called Shuvuit Mikuj, the warrior's number game. The game is very simple. It's based on the real game called Nim. There are variations in various cultures. It's a counting game where you're trying to reach a total. From ancient times, according to legend, Klingon warriors have amused themselves in idle moments on patrol by mock number battles, playing the game Wacha Wamach. It's a simple game. Wacha Wamach consists of two players adding one, wa, or two, cha, to a total until it equals 10, wamach. An alternative version is also to attempt to avoid the total of 10, forcing the opponent to reach 10 instead. In both versions, the winner cries kapla. The game is easily mapped on a decision tree. That is, with two experienced players, the outcome is certain at the start, so usually a coin or a similar object is tossed to determine who wins. This is in accordance with the Klingon proverb Rech Eb Tulu. There is always a chance. The coin ensures that you have a chance to win. The starting player cries Wa or Cha. Then the opponent calls his move Wa or Cha. Then the new total. If you follow the links in the show notes, you'll see that I have a game that you can play with any web browser. Actually, I did it so you could even use it with a browser Lynx, which is about the most basic non-graphic web browser there is. When I put this online 5 or 6 years ago, whenever it was, I got some interesting feedback. In fact, there was one person whom I've lost contact with, Douglas J. Shaw. If you're listening or someone knows him, I'd love to hear from him. I'd also like feedback from other people, joel@mrklingon.org. Douglas Shaw went out and he wrote a JavaScript version. That's also linked on my webpage. You can play the game both ways online. He also went further. Doug went and he made a Windows 3.1 and a Windows 95 or XP, it'll work in just about anything, version. You can download those from my website. Those games are interesting. They're a fun way to play with it. I actually got feedback from somebody in American who was teaching English in China and asked if he could adapt the game to teach English counting. Anyway, I invite you to go take a look at it and give it a try. Here's my theory of instant fluency. Chances are very small that you're actually going to run into someone else who speaks Klingon, or Bachi, or Ewok. If you can count from 1 to 10 in that language and do it with style, you're going to be about the most fluent speaker within miles of wherever you are. Now, to go further, if you take the number words and just read off a number, I could say, Shoch cha losh widge cha widge widge. That's my phone number that I had when I was growing up. It sounds kind of cool. It sounds like I'm saying something, and I am actually. It is a way you can communicate numbers, but it's also a way to impress people with your extensive Klingon vocabulary, or Ewok. If you're going to use one of the other languages, you're on your own for the zero. Klingon's zero is par. Most of the constructed languages, I haven't seen zero expressed, so we'll talk about that in another podcast, about how you can extend the vocabulary if you're playing with one of the languages that are only minimally developed. I've worked on that in some different ways. Anyway, I invite you to give those game a try, take a look at the counting words, see if you can come up with ways to use the words, maybe not in conversation, or just a way to drill yourself so you have some useful knowledge of an alien language. With that, I will close this podcast. We'll be looking at some more topics in the future. I ask you to write to joel@mrklingon.org. Tell me what you'd like to hear about, if you've got questions, other ideas about programming. One thing I'm thinking about is maybe coming up with a bilingual version of the Wamach game so that you could be entering Ewok or Gungung or Hot, I'm sorry, to offer your moves. Might be fun, kind of like Han in the Cantina, where he spoke in basic and listened in whatever Greedo was speaking at Rodian, I guess. Or he was maybe speaking Han. You tell me what you think he was speaking, and we'll go from there. Anyway, this is Joel at mrklingon.org, and thanks for listening.